Hi everyone, Julian here. Welcome to a new episode of Zika's Spotlight at Zika's Guitars, a show that I'm going to review guitars which I personally would love to have in my own collection. And today's guitars are made by the legendary Spanish guitar maker José Luis Romanillos. It's a name that doesn't need any kind of presentation, I would say. José Luis Romanillos has influenced many, many guitar makers. And if you are following the classical guitar scene, probably you have noticed that many luthiers have built José Luis Romanillos replicas or models or José Luis Romanillos homage. He was a very influential and important character in the guitar making history. And his guitars sound intimate. To put it in other words, I would say that his guitars are able to show the true personality of the player. That's how elastic his guitars sound. And in fact, it is a very rare opportunity to have two José Luis Romanillos guitars from the Golden Age in our shop. So that's why I'm going to review these two guitars. It's going to be a more comparison video. No guitar will be better than the other one. They are just slightly different. And I let it to you to write down in the comments which guitar did you like the most. And as you know, each José Luis Romanillos guitar has a name. This is also what makes his guitar so unique. And this one is the La Casada. It means the married one or the married woman. And it is from 1983. It comes with a spruce top and very beautiful Indian rosewood back and sides. And as usual, as on every José Luis Romanillos guitar, we have some very little but elegant and decent decorations on the guitars. We have here on the bridge and also on the headstock. The other guitar is a José Luis Romanillos from 1984. And the name of this guitar is La Violeta. It could be just a color. It could be the nickname of a woman. I let this to you, this free room of interpretation, what the La Violeta could mean. I will play the same piece on both guitars so that you are able to compare these two guitars properly. Let's start. Thank you. Well, what do you say? I mean, I couldn't decide which one to pick for myself. I think the La Casada has a slightly more clear tone with a slightly longer sustain, but on the other hand, the La Violeta has more depth and it has a more woody sound and slightly more bassy and mid-rangey, so you feel the resonance of the guitar. This is at least what I noticed when I was playing these two guitars, but the differences are very, very little. So let me know what are your thoughts on the sound of these two incredible José Luis Romanos guitars, and if you are interested in these guitars, you can find the link in the video description with much more information and pictures about these guitars. So I hope you enjoyed this Zikas Spotlight episode. Have a good day. See you next time.